This is the last weekend to visit this year's State Fair in Palmer, where there are sights and activities to suit just about anyone's interests. Here's what some fairgoers Thursday had to say.
Hi, what's your favorite thing about the fair?
I think the roller coasters.
The whole atmosphere, you know, they always change it up every year a little bit.
Do you want to tell her what your favorite thing is?
The rides.
The dress code is Alaska casual, but you may see a few people dressed in fun outfits or period costumes. Thursday, five women wore green dresses, feather boas, and hats decorated with red flowers.
We're the Cabbage Fairies, and we're here today because it is Alaska Grown Day. But normally we go to, like on Friday, we are at the Cabbage Way Off. And that's how we got started, as entertainment at the Cabbage Way Off.
If you want to change your looks, you can get a temporary tattoo, get your face painted, or get your hair dyed pink, purple, and green, and styled to stick straight out. Here are a few more favorite fair activities.
I would have to say the Ferris wheel, and I like the Rubens, and the walking stick place. I'm gonna get a walking stick here in a little bit.
The food and the booze?
The animals, I guess. Yeah, I have to watch them show, so yes, the animals.
The food.
Great food. I thought the food was awesome this year.
In addition to the expected hamburgers, hot dogs, and cotton candy, you can get deep-fried matzo veggies, Alaskan seafood, fresh peaches and cream, and chocolate-dipped bacon on a stick. Dean Phipps, Director of Marketing and Communications for the Alaska State Fair, says concerts are also a big draw. Thursday's main stage performer was rapper Geezy. The show was sold out, and Phipps says many people came early to get good seats.
There have been people lining up since 1 o'clock, which I can't believe. The show doesn't start till 7.
The first state fair in Palmer was held in 1936, just a year after colonists were imported to farm the Matsu Valley, so produce and livestock competitions have long been a staple of the fair. You can see award-winning fruits and vegetables, cattle, sheep, and goats. You can also ride a Percheron horse or see a Scottish Highland bull.
We have monkeys riding on sheepdogs herding sheep in the corral, and I've never seen that before, and it's just fun.
Another change is that the fireworks this year are Saturday, not Friday night, and Phipps says the weather's different.
I've never seen this much sunshine. We're not quite used to it. And so people like to come out when it's nice, and they like to stay later, and there's been some beautiful sunsets, so generally it's been a good fair. It's been a fair that's, there's a lot of happy people who kind of seem like they're enjoying it.
The lineup through Monday includes a demolition derby, monster trucks, and a backhoe rodeo, as well as a fiddle contest and other performances by Alaskans. The fair has a stage and gathering area celebrating Alaska Native cultures. There, you can watch a blanket toss, Native dance groups, and other performances, or buy Alaska Native arts and crafts. Depending on when you go, admission is $7 or $8 for youth and seniors, and $11 or $13 for adults. 5 and under get in free. I'm Jacqueline Estes.